Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. Whoa. I'm your host, John Ryan.
Good.
And my co-host today is Dr. Marlene Levy. And again, we know what's going on. It's always a tremendous show, but I'm going to turn it right back to Christina here to continue.
Yeah,
on.
So we were just prior to the break, we were just giving a little thing that the town put out on, you know, being aware of scams and certain things. And just, I really think these tips are so important because they also had different red flags. So these I just want to touch upon quickly. Anyone you've never met or spoken to on the phone that is asking for money through the internet or to be wired to them is scamming you. So that's just a blanket statement. Always thoroughly research anyone you meet on a social networking or internet dating website. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely
absolutely
important because that's something that's certainly easy, you know, and luckily we are able to Google people, you know, and kind of find out
everything.
That's a perk about technology.
As a senior, love still exists.
That's right. I know Marlene's quite private, but she shared a lovely story that, you know, and the message is it's never too late to find someone.
Never.
Absolutely.
And that's a goal. And that's an ongoing theme on our show. We say to start anything, a new activity, a new job, find love, anything. So it's a wonderful message, and I fully support that message. It's a little sidebar on that. Be very suspicious if you are asked to send anything through a third party. Be very suspicious if an email has misspellings, broken English, or any other grammatical anomalies. IRS officials will never call or email demanding immediate payment or threaten to call law enforcement for an outstanding tax bill. This seems to be happening so often, mm-hmm. This particular one. Utility companies will not offer to come to your home to pick up cash for what they say are outstanding bills. So throw that one right out the window. Ask callers demanding money for bail or utility payments.
But just to interrupt you there. Unfortunately, you have a senior who gets nervous.
Of course.
And they say, right. I'm turning off your electric.
Right.
And because the check didn't clear, yeah. The check didn't come, whatever. But we'll have to come by. Because without exaggeration, years and years ago, I got home one day. And there was a stamp on my door. They were turning off my water.
Oh.
But it was true because I didn't pay the bill. Yeah. And I'm like, what? And fortunately, I knew the commissioner at the time. So I called. I said, this is Friday. I have three kids in the house. Yeah, I messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lousy $30-$40.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
I know.
So she said, John, you have to. We have to pay it. The guy will be over and unplug the thing. Please give him a check. But it was legit. But that's the kind. And my wife was like, we have no water till Monday with three babies. That's not happening. But that's the that could have been a scam.
Right.
And I would have paid them anyway,
right,
because we need the water turned on.
And that's with all of these scams. I mean, that's a common thing is they're hoping to scare you and to shock you. You know, so in a lot, you know, and that's why seniors are often preyed upon because they're home alone. You know, you're getting this phone call, and it's in the initial shock. You know, and you know, we were even saying with my aunt who is quite savvy with, you know, computers and stuff, was on her computer and gets this a pop up that says, Microsoft is going to shut, you know. So, Marlene is really, might be our number one victim
of all
scammers.
With it, I have to call this number, and they give you the
number.
The screen goes black.
Yep, right.
I'm doing office work
over
there.
Right.
I have to get my insurance.
You're like, let me just get
and
this
black,
switched. Right.
And it's flashing. I can't get it off.
Yep.
With the phone number. So I actually called up the young man who takes care of my computer and said, please, got to get on my computer because... they shut it down. They said this.
Right.
And they told me I had a specific virus.
Yeah.
You can read it.
Right.
It says you have this particular virus, and you have to call and do this. And I said, I'm afraid to call. I'm afraid to do anything, but I have to do my work. He says, look, it's all a scam.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have
but look
somebody
at that. Right.
To
someone,
call,
exactly.
I'm telling them I'm on a scammer.
Because you're saying, the first instinct is let me just figure the call and just get this
situated.
Yeah,
but I was so frightened. I've been getting attacked. I think they do put your name out there,
right.
Or your number, or your computer.
I just went online quick.
Interesting.
There was a computer scam through phone and the computer. The victims lost $120 million during this period of time. They found the person who did it, okay? It was called Call Experts was the computer scam name. And but this is the most important point. It doesn't say they're going to jail. They lost the Cotton case, but there was only $10 million to give back. Out of 120, and they settled. The commission had to settle. They said, I'm reading it right now. $10 million settlement for a $120 million phone scam.
Wow.
Now, Marlene, 120 is a very important number. Mm. Besides scamming, 120 hours until Christina's birthday.
Wow.
120 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, 120
hours. Wait a second.
April 3rd.
I know. I have something down for April 3rd. That's probably
it better be her birthday or she's going to slap you. Okay. If you have anything written in the calendar, it's happy birthday, Christina. You haven't seen aggressive.
Okay, April 3rd.
That's right.
Okay,
wow, 120. I will notify people this weekend.
But that's true. With the 120, only 10. So
it's so hard.
It's not even 10% back. So if you lose $1,000, you get $90.
What's so interesting, you know, about a lot of these scam things, because it's very difficult and I always thought about, you know, because I have to give a shout out to John for, you know, he did a lot of these Project Safe programs where he had all these experts. We've had them on the show as well, talking about scams. And something I always remember what John saying too is that it's really beneficial to have the card that you use with a set balance on it. You know, so this isn't, you know, do not be using your debit card for everything, because it's so, you know, once that gets scammed, you know, that money gets tied up. It's hard to get back. You know, they'll freeze it. God only knows what could happen. So if this way, if you have a credit card that, let's say, you put $300 on and know this is going to be my card, you know, and then just kind of refill it as you go stuff, you know, just to kind of limit these scams. And another tip I have to say that I always took with me, John, was in one of your presentations, when you go to the ATM, to always cover either with a paper or an envelope, sometimes they have over there, your hand when you type in your PIN. Because common scams where people were putting these little tiny camera, little scanners right on top of the ATM, so it would see your PIN, and that's how they're able to get into your account. So this way you're preventing them, you know, by just blocking your hand and typing in your PIN from seeing that. So, you know, that was something that actually always stuck with me that I really do live by. You know, some of the other things, I'm going to do this, but that's something I actually really, really do. So, listen, we don't want people to be terrified and
these
to live their
flags,
life in
but
fear, but it's just to be aware. And unfortunately, you know, you have to be proactive. And I think it's really great that North Hempstead really stays on top of things. And, you know, they saw that this was becoming an issue. They teamed up with, you know, the county and the police force. So now we're going to have a wonderful presentation, I'm sure, with really good speakers and
I have a question,
tips.
Christina. When something happens like this to a senior who's home alone, who do they call?
So there's so many different numbers to call, but I would always say you can give 311 a call, because we have a whole list of all these different things that, you know, you could directly call.
You go to 311 because certain scams are under the venue, if I'm saying it properly, of the Attorney General's office, which is in Mineola. But some would go right to the District Attorney's office, which is in Mineola.
Depending
or to the
on
police probably, district, which would just be a local police officer going by. So different scams have different, you know, and I don't even know what they are. So you go to 311 and they would get the ball.
And I also just want to say, too, you know, we have to give a shout out to our personal social workers, because they have received these kind of calls.
Mm-hmm.
And just this week, I heard from two different ones that there was one woman who lives in one of our housing authorities, and she's from China, and she just moved here not that long ago. So it was a prime target for these things, and the social worker has been helping untangle. She's been scammed for years now. It's like $1,500 a month.
Ooh.
They were taking from her it was even more than that a month. We're taking from her, saying that, oh, and it was one of these scams that, you know, if you give me this, you know, you're going to get this much back.
They
just kept on. So, like, the work the social worker did directly with her trying to untangle this mess. And then another one, there was this scam. You know, a lot of our social workers will assist seniors with different recerts. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are these Medicaid recertifications you have to do every year. And it's, you know, just filling out the paperwork, but sometimes you need help. You know, it could be overwhelming. And they do it, obviously, for free through Project Independence. We'll sit with you. And there's also nonprofit agencies, if it's more in-depth, that can sit with you, too. But there was a company that's no longer in business that was charging this woman $1,500 every year to just fill out the paperwork. And she said, what? You know, when the social worker found out, so she directly called the company and said, how dare you, right, like directly, you know, and then, I mean, they're luckily no longer in business, but, you know, it's very easy to, when you don't know, you know, to just kind of go with it. So it's just, please.
Go ahead, Marlene.
Here mm-hmm. I am again.
Go ahead.
I would suggest that if you charge things on a credit card and you get your credit card summary at the end of mm-hmm. the month, you must go over
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Because here I am, scammed again. I was scammed for years for something like $8.60.
Right.
So even when I was looking, it was $8.60. Right. I let it go for years, though, this was going on, till I'm looking, I'm saying, you know, $8.60. I guess it's a tax on something something I didn't understand. What it was, it seems, is I bought something online and then I clicked on something else.
Yep. Right.
And I had joined something that I didn't even know what I joined.
Right. And that's not a scam. It's they tricked you.
Yeah, I got, well,
but
I'm,
I mean, it falls under the purview. Right. Yeah.
But I got tricked.
Yeah.
And I kept it and I had no idea. And it wasn't
right, because unless you directly cancel it, you know, there's always these fine prints. So unless you quote,
keep checking your
and that's what, you know, the bottom line is stay proactive.
Right.
You know, and really be on top of things. And you need to be, you know, your own best, really, like, advocate and paying attention to things.
Don't be embarrassed to ask a question, because you're not the only one, and you're going to help somebody else.
Exactly.
Because they'll say, wait a minute, I was just going to do that.
Right. And we're very fortunate, too, because through Project Independence in our advisory committees, we always tell people, bring it so we could spread it out. Because once it gets spread in the advisory committee, or it'll come to me, and we'll disseminate the information. We are rapidly running out of time, so I just want to remind people that next week we have a great show on. It's going to be dedicated to the North Hempstead Civil Rights documentary that just got put out. Supervisor Judy Bosworth will be here, Councilwoman Viviana Russell, Councilwoman Lee Seaman, Bernice Sims, who's a civil rights activist, and Allen Ginsberg, who is from our town TV studio.
It's his film.
Yes. So it's a whole collaboration. Yeah, it'll be really great. So I'm so excited to hear about the incident.
That's it for the show? They got an hour?
Yes. And then we'll talk about my birthday. You know,
right. But, or another time.
Wait a second.
Go
your
book
birthday
and stuff
is
when you shouldn't
wait,
be.
Your birthday is...
It'll be 2 days before.
On the 3rd.
It's the whole month of April.
And she moved and she booked this thing on the 5th, which usually it's...
I know. I
get the option.
I'm just trying to, you know...
Whatever.
Keep my birthday going. But please have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and call 311 or 869-6311 for any information.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.